Good morning. Thank you for being with me today. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, the Lord told Jeremiah to tell the people to stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. You know, the Old Testament is filled with a lot of good lessons like this, and the Christian can take a lesson from what God told Jeremiah here. In fact, Paul tells us in Romans 15 and verse 4 that it was written for our learning. He said, whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And he also wrote in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11 that these things were written for our admonition. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Now such a lesson is found from the passage that we just read from Jeremiah. In the days of Jeremiah, the time in religion and social politics, if you will, was upside down. The country was in turmoil. The nation of Israel was being pulled apart by being pulled in many different directions. And in verse 16 of Jeremiah chapter 6, the Lord offered them rest for their souls. Now, if you think about the example of maybe of travelers who have lost their way, asking for directions, the Lord calls for them to ask for the old paths. He makes his plea here. He says in chapter 6 and verse 16, stand in the ways and see. There's not just one path. There are many directions that we might follow. But he says in Jeremiah 6 and verse 16, ask for the old paths. The old way is most oftentimes the best way. And such is certainly the case here. You know, even in the religious world today, a lot of new innovations have been brought into the church, such as recreation and music and you name the list, and dinner on the grounds, as they used to call it. And certainly people look at those things as being new and innovative, and maybe they feel that's what the church needs today. But God told the children of Israel to stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, because he says in verse 16 again that is where the good way is. Not all paths lead to the good way. There are many different religious beliefs, denominations, non-denominations, whatnot. And I dare say that all of them are not going to lead to heaven. In this case, the old path led back to the law of Moses. In Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning in verse 22, God says, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices, but this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey, nor incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward. You know, as we look at the New Testament today, Jesus makes a similar plea for us that serve Christ, Him today, to strive to enter the right path. In Luke 13 and verse 24, we see that this path that is right, that is correct for us to enter, has a gate that is narrow and it's not easily entered. And where there is only one way to the Father, Jesus says, I am the one way, in John 14 and verse 6. And we see this also in Acts 4 and verse 12. He says in this passage in Luke and also in Matthew that there are two ways that we can travel, two roads that we can travel. One, he says, is the straight gate, the narrow way, and is not easily entered. He says, but the other way is broad, and there are many that will follow that path. Matthew 7 and verse 13. And it's a way that several are traveling, and it's a way that Jesus says leads to destruction. So the question that needs to be asked here, that begs to be asked, is if I want to go to heaven, do I align myself with a religious body that's doing what everybody else in the world is doing as far as religion and their worship goes? Do I do what everybody else is doing, or do I simply obey the scriptures? You see, the way that Jesus offers is a good way. One that likewise, as God said in Jeremiah 6, offers rest for our souls. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, we have part of that great invitation that Jesus gives. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In this case, the way leads back to the words of Jesus. We drop down to the next verse there in Matthew 11 to verse 29. And he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So again, the question begs to be asked. If I'm following what everybody else is doing as far as my worship of God, and not following what Jesus teaches, then how will I find rest for my soul? You know, the words of Jesus are relatively old by today's standards. What happened to Israel appears to be the case with a lot of people today, as described in Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 15. Now, from the ancient paths to walk in pathways, Israel had stumbled. God clearly told them that. And the question is, why? Well, the answer to that is because they had forgotten God. In Jeremiah 18 and verse 15, God said, "Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways, from the ancient paths to walk in pathways and not on a highway." Though God had revealed himself and his will long before, he had established a highway for them to follow. Instead, they had returned, many of them had, to the side to follow the pathways. So here again, if I want to go to heaven and be pleasing to God, I've got to follow the commandments of Jesus, the commandments of God, and not turn away from God, as he says in chapter 18 and verse 15 of Jeremiah there, and burn incense to worthless idols, because that causes people to stumble. But God's people face similar dangers today like they did in Jeremiah's day, and just like they did in the first century. You see, because Jesus has established a highway for us to follow. We have his word, his doctrine, his commandments. Matthew 11 and verse 29, remember in that invitation that he gave us, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." So Jesus communicated what he expects of his disciples. He communicated it through his apostles in Matthew 28 and verse 20 in the Great Commission there, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And we see in John 16 verses 12 through 13 that they were aided by the Holy Spirit, guided in what they were to say. And we see in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 that these early disciples were careful to follow the exact commands of Jesus. Now, which of the Christians were commanded to follow? These Christians were all commanded to follow the doctrine of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 15 and 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 6. And yet there are man-made pathways that will always lead us astray, such as the doctrines of men, Matthew 15 and verse 9. Jesus condemned the Jews there that they were teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. They were making and trying to enforce upon those that were following him to follow the doctrine or what man thought they ought to do. You see, that's a problem that I've seen and that we can see throughout the pages of God's word, that God's children always think that God's word needs help, and it doesn't. We just simply need to follow God's teaching and obey Him simply. Now, oftentimes, these things are packaged as something new or improved, and these doctrines or philosophies fail to deliver what only the Lord can truly offer, which is rest for our souls. Now, to ensure that we're not led astray, we need to set up signposts and make landmarks. And this was the solution for Israel. Going back to Jeremiah chapter 31, they were told to set up road marks which would direct them back to the right way. God says, set up signposts, Jeremiah 31 and verse 21, set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway, that the way in which you went, turn back, O virgin of Israel, turn back to these your cities. For them, these signposts and landmarks was the law of Moses, and it was that they were to not add to or take away from. In Deuteronomy 4, the first two verses there says, O Israel, listen to the statutes and judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you. Now this was to be taught to every generation. We see that in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 9, that they were to teach them to their children and to their grandchildren. So this is the solution for us today. We need to set up road marks which lead us to follow the right path. For us, these signposts and landmarks are found in the apostles' doctrine, because they received it as God's word, and we need to do the same. We see this recorded for us in passages like Acts 2 and verse 42, 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 37, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. And the reason is they contain the doctrine of Christ, without which we cannot have God. In fact, that's what John writes in 2 John verse 9. He said that whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. So, as we close out this lesson, let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you desire to have rest for your soul? Freedom from sin, freedom from guilt, with inner peace and tranquility in the midst of all of the turmoil that the world throws at us? The path to such rest is an old path, and it's found only in Him who lived and died for our sins some 2,000 years ago, and whose doctrine has been faithfully preserved by His apostles in the New Testament. Now, are you tired of stumbling around in life? Tired of following man's principles, philosophies, in looking for some semblance of spirituality or religion? If you're tired of all that, then ask for the old paths that will lead you back to God. Again, thank you for being with us today. If you have any questions or would like to comment on this lesson or others, you can look me up at church@eastside.com. You can visit with us at the church building. Our services will meet this morning for preaching only at 10 a.m. We're hoping to start up services again on Sunday evening, maybe here in June. But we meet at 1803 Madison Street. And for those of you that may not know where that's at, we're almost directly across the street from Hillcrest Funeral Home. So if you feel a need to want to discuss with me anything that we've taught here today or any other lesson, feel free to visit with us or look me up on Facebook, and I'll be glad to discuss with you the Word of God. Thank you.